All right, question here about how to grow our reach if we have, this person who's asking has happy clients, and yet they want to really grow their reach so that they can, sell group things, for example, so that the prices for their offers can go down, they can make their products more financially accessible to others, which means they have to have more buyers, which means they have to have a bigger audience. So let me just share a couple ideas, okay. So my favorite ways of growing reach are, number one, social media ads is one of them. So Facebook ads, Instagram ads, LinkedIn ads, I do those things regularly, and it really does grow reach if you do it well, if you do it carefully, if you do it thoughtfully. I'm biased because I have a I have a whole course on Facebook, Instagram ads, and I have another course on LinkedIn, which covers ads as well. But anyway, ads, and you don't have to spend a whole lot. I mean, if you can start with $100 a month, that'd be great. And then you can go up from there as you find the effectiveness. Okay. So social media ads, really consider that because you can target specific types of people and with specific types of content, all that stuff. Second one is collaborations, basically. So essentially, the simplest collaboration is when you get interviewed by somebody for their podcast or for their YouTube channel or for their Telesummit series or for their, or you do a webinar for their audience. Now, why would they want to do that? Well, it's because they're your friend. Okay. You can tap your friends for this, right? Number one. So if you've been friendly with a lot of people like you, guess what? Why don't you ask them, hey, I notice you have an audience of people who are like this, and I would be so grateful if I could share this piece of content with your audience. You could do it through a webinar, through an interview, through a guest blog post, right? Get creative. However you want to share this piece of this idea, this framework, this perspective shifting half hour or 45 minutes with someone else's audience. Something, particularly something that they don't already share with their audience. I mean, if you have really good friends who are abundance-minded, who do the exact same thing you do, they might be willing to take, to have you share it anyway with their audience. I tend to be that way. I'm like, I don't mind bringing people who do the same thing that I do because I'm like, hey, who am I to stop you, my audience, from meeting this person who you never heard of or that you haven't heard of from in a while? If you want to work with them and not me, okay, fine, because I believe there's going to be others who come work with me. And interviews. So they'll say yes if they're your friend, and you'll know if they're your friend if they say no. No, I'm not saying you should cut them off if they say no. But that's one way. And the other way is you do something nice for them. By something nice, you could interview them back. You can host their webinar to your audience. You could feature them on one of your courses or your things. Or in the early days when I had no audience to trade, I was still reaching out to people who were kind of strangers, actually. But the reason they said yes is because I was willing to do some free work for them. Early days, that's all I could do. That's all I could give is I have the skill. I would love to teach a webinar to your audience about the skill. You don't teach that skill. Can I do the skill for you? I mean, I'm not talking about like many, many hours. No, I'm talking just 2 hours. They were like, oh, great. Okay. You want to give me feedback on this area of my life, business, whatever it is, that you do, and for free? Oh, okay. And sometimes they need you to do that with them first before they're willing to consider whether they want to bring you to their audience because they want to test you out. And that's reasonable. And sometimes they'll say, you know what, it's really not a good fit. And you have to be willing to say, you know what, that's okay. I'm grateful I was able to share it with you, and I really hope to help you. Be gracious, right? So those two, ads and collabs, are very things you can very much do that will grow your audience the more you do them. So you got to have some kind of plan for it. In the early days, in terms of collabs, right? I was doing like at least two a month. Yeah, I scheduled it at least two a month. I was doing try to do three a month if I could. That's a little crazy, but two a month, one a month is a good minimum if you're really growing your audience. Okay. And sometimes you're lucky, and one of your friends, supporters, clients, mentors, whatever, will bring you on to a big event. And it's like suddenly put you on the map in front of a bunch of people. Some people's businesses, that's like their second stage of their business, like that they could pinpoint. I could pinpoint several. I could pinpoint like three collaborators over the last 14 years who really literally took my business from here to here and then here to here. And then the third common method is search engine optimization, SEO. If you are interested and willing to research search engine optimization, and best way of doing that is Googling it, because whoever shows up at the top when you Google SEO is really good at SEO, right? There's so much competition, dang it. But to me, the easiest way to SEO, search engine optimization, is to make more YouTube videos. And I'm not saying that just because I teach a YouTube course and you should take my YouTube course. All right. Okay. Let me stop. No, but it's actually true. Because Google loves YouTube. You notice when you Google certain things, YouTube videos pop up, and very few people are willing to make YouTube videos. You've noticed a lot of people make YouTube videos where they don't even show up their face. So, like, if you're willing to make YouTube videos, particularly showing your face, which builds relationship with your audiences, then that's, to me, the simplest way of doing SEO, is just make more YouTube videos. Because every time you upload a YouTube video, the title itself is highly prized by Google. Instead of like being really, really clever and writing amazing blog posts and doing amazing keyword research, well, YouTube. So that's the hack for you for the day, or for the lifetime, or for the next decade, right? So I hope this is helpful, and thank you for asking.